Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we delve into the timeless wisdom of The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. Published in 1910, this book has continued to inspire individuals on their journey to financial success and personal fulfillment. This groundbreaking work focuses on the principles and mindset needed to achieve financial success and wealth. Wattles' ideas are rooted in the belief that there is a scientific and systematic approach to becoming rich, and he presents these ideas in a concise and practical manner. The book's core message is that the path to riches is not dependent on competition, luck, or a zero-sum game, but rather on understanding and applying certain fundamental principles. Wattles emphasizes that getting rich is not about taking from others but about creating and increasing wealth for yourself and others. Key concepts explored in the book include the power of thought. Wattles underscores the significance of one's thoughts and beliefs in shaping their financial destiny. He suggests that cultivating a positive, focused, and unwavering mindset is essential for attracting wealth. The creative process. The book outlines a creative process by which individuals can transform their thoughts into tangible results. This process involves setting clear intentions, taking inspired action, and having faith in one's ability to manifest their desires. The law of attraction. Wattles introduces the idea that our thoughts and intentions have a magnetic quality that can attract the resources and opportunities needed to achieve wealth. Gratitude and positive visualization. Practicing gratitude and visualizing one's success are key components of Wattles' approach. By expressing gratitude for what one already has and vividly imagining their desired future, individuals can accelerate the manifestation of wealth. The right actions. The book also emphasizes the importance of taking efficient and ethical actions to create value and provide useful services or products to others. It stresses that riches come as a natural outcome of contributing positively to the world. Wattles' work is considered a precursor to many contemporary self-help and personal development concepts. It shares similarities with the law of attraction, positive thinking, and the power of intention that have become popular in the self-help genre. In essence, The Science of Getting Rich provides a blueprint for achieving financial success by changing one's mindset and taking proactive, ethical actions to create wealth. It's not just about monetary wealth, but also about achieving one's full potential and leading a fulfilling life. This book continues to inspire individuals seeking to improve their financial situations and overall well-being by harnessing the power of their thoughts and actions. Let's take a closer look at each chapter and the practical applications it offers. Chapter 1, The Right to Be Rich. The book begins by asserting that every individual has the inherent right to become rich, as long as they follow a specific scientific approach to achieving wealth. Wattles stresses that it's not about coveting riches or being selfish but about creating abundance through a positive, constructive mindset. Chapter 2, There Is a Science of Getting Rich. Wattles explains that there are principles and laws that govern the process of acquiring wealth. These principles are as real and dependable as any scientific law, and they can be understood and applied systematically. Chapter 3, Is Opportunity Monopolized? The author argues that there is no shortage of opportunities for anyone to get rich. The universe is abundant, and there are unlimited opportunities available for those who seek them with the right mindset. Chapter 4, The First Principle in the Science of Getting Rich. Wattles introduces the first principle of getting rich, which is that thought is the only power that can produce tangible results. By holding a clear, unwavering mental image of wealth and success, individuals can attract the opportunities and resources necessary to achieve their goals. Chapter 5, Increasing Life. This chapter delves into the concept of increasing life, emphasizing that it's the purpose of the universe to continually expand and grow. Human beings, too, should seek to grow and become more in every aspect of their lives. Chapter 6, How Riches Come to You. Wattles explains the process of how riches come into a person's life, emphasizing that wealth is not created by taking from others but by creating value for them. He outlines the importance of giving more in use value than you receive in cash value. Chapter 7, Gratitude. Gratitude is presented as a crucial element in the path to riches. Wattles explains that being thankful for what you have and showing appreciation for your current circumstances opens the way for more to come into your life. Chapter 8, Thinking in the Certain Way. The certain way is described as a mindset of absolute faith and confidence in your ability to achieve your goals. By thinking in this certain way, you set the creative process in motion to manifest your desires. Chapter 9, How to Use the Will. Wattles discusses the role of willpower and determination in achieving wealth. He emphasizes the importance of focusing your willpower on your goals and holding your vision with unwavering intent. Chapter 10, Further Use of the Will. This chapter explores the concept of acting in the present with the vision of the future. Wattles advises taking practical steps and making your actions harmonious with your thoughts and desires. Chapter 11, Acting in the Certain Way. Wattles highlights the importance of consistently acting in a way that is aligned with your goals. By doing so, you move closer to realizing your dreams. Chapter 12, Efficient Action. The book concludes by emphasizing the necessity of taking effective, ethical actions to create value and serve others. Wattles stresses that riches come naturally as a result of providing useful services or products to the world. Now, let's explore some practical applications inspired by the science of getting rich. Visualizing your goals as if they've already been achieved can help create a positive mindset and attract opportunities for wealth creation. Taking action is crucial. Identify opportunities, take risks, and be persistent in pursuing your dreams. Create value for others by identifying their needs and desires, and finding ways to meet them. Think creatively. Use creative thinking to identify new opportunities for wealth creation. Overall, the practical application suggested by the author in The Science of Getting Rich focus on adopting a positive mindset, taking action, and creating value for others. As we wrap up this exploration of The Science of Getting Rich, let's reflect on some of the powerful quotes from the book that can inspire us on our journey to success. The very best thing you can do for the whole world is to make the most of yourself. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. You must get rid of the thought of competition. You are to create, not to compete for what is already created. The grateful mind is constantly fixed upon the best. Therefore, it tends to be